This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. The possible legal strategy of former President Trump could be beginning to emerge a day after he was indicted in the investigation into the 2020 election. Trump attorney John Lauro on CBS Mornings says the former president's actions were based on what he was told at the time.
John Eastman, who's an eminent scholar, gave the president an option, actually several options. What the president said is, I'm going to take the option that asks Mr. Pence to pause the voting so we go back to the contested states and allow the states one last time to make a decision on that.
CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This 45-page indictment lists six unnamed, uncharged co-conspirators. Sources close to the investigation say the indictment suggests lawyers Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Sidney Powell, and former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark could be those potential co-conspirators, though the special counsel has not confirmed the identities.
CBS's Nicole Killian is in Atlanta, where a prosecutor is also probing the election.
She continues to move a full speed ahead as far as her investigation is concerned. We are in the midst of a window where a district attorney Fani will could announce a charging decision at any time, and we are seeing things being set into motion here.
From AAA to AA+, that's the credit rating drop for the U.S. from one of the key rating services. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Economists say it's a little bit strange to see the downgrading of the U.S. credit rating at a time when the economy may be close to pulling off a soft landing. Fitch argues that there's been a, quote, erosion of governance because of the, quote, repeated debt limit political standoffs and last-minute resolutions.
On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Jim Krasula tells us,
artificial intelligence can accurately detect 20% more breast cancers from mammograms than traditional screening by radiologists. That's according to a new study from researchers in Sweden. It's considered the first randomized controlled trial to look at using AI in breast cancer screening.
Police in Vermont have charged the driver in a June accident that killed actor Treat Williams. Williams was on a motorcycle. Pope Francis in Portugal now for World Youth Day. This girl is among those who traveled there from the U.S.
Our group gets to see youth from all over the world, to connect with them and to bring our Catholic faith to everywhere else.
Organizers expect about 1 million people from more than 200 countries at the 5-day event. Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 265 points. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
This is the story.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced yesterday he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate and will instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. There are no announced Republican candidates to run against Tammy Baldwin in the Senate election next year. The DNR revised its wolf management plan Tuesday and is recommending keeping Wisconsin's gray wolf population at about 1,000 wolves, which is about triple the old plan set nearly 25 years ago that called for a cap of 350. Gray wolves are a federally endangered species in Wisconsin. In 2021, the state held a wolf hunt, with hunters nearly doubling the statewide quota for wolves in just 4 days. The DNR Policy Board is expected to take up the recommendation in October. For the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, ThriveFin has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thereichmans.com/disclosure.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
93.5, The Tap.
How many plays have you done over the years?
Oh, many. Many, many, many.
Would you do another one? Should we do a play? And put it up somewhere and do it as like a fundraiser someday?
That'd be great.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, the 11 o'clock hour, and our Friday, because we will be having reruns tomorrow and Friday, because I am headed to Vegas to celebrate my husband and his twin sister's 40th birthday, and I have joked that my gift to them is tolerating the heat and their drunken debauchery while 7.5 months pregnant in Vegas. And
you're a good wife.
Don't expect anything else. But in the bottom of the hour, if you have a good Vegas story, we want to hear from you. But we also want to hear from you right now. Have you seen the Barbie movie? And if so, thoughts? 844-967-2789. And even more importantly, if there was going to be a supper club Barbie, what accessories would she come with?
Oh, that's a good question.
I had someone, I think I put a clip of when we talked to Professor Christine Whalen the Friday that it was coming out, and we were talking about Barbie and her cultural significance and everything, and someone left a comment on the TikTok clip that we put up that we need a supper club Barbie. And I was like, oh man, if I had the talent to make, like, go get a Barbie and like make a little old fashioned and like a little fish fry and maybe
relish tray.
I'm trying to think, like, what else would supper club Barbie look like, or what would she come with? And do you have any resources that I can make this happen so I can make a video about it? Because I really want to know. And normally I would say I just try to like act. Like, if I really had the time and the effort, I'd just go get a blonde wig and like act out Supper Club Barbie. But well, that's a little ambitious right now. But 844-967-2789. Have you seen Barbie? If you have, what are your thoughts? Or what would Supper Club Barbie look like? 844-96-PARTY. Jane, you have not seen Barbie yet.
Not yet. I'm still going to wait a couple weeks.
You're waiting until it dies out. Although I will say, we went on Saturday night at 5, and it was not a packed theater.
Oh, cool.
So you could probably, and a lot of the theaters now, you can book your seats ahead of time, so you can see how full it's going to be.
That's all. Afternoon, maybe I'll slide in some late afternoon. And
it is hot. Get out of the heat.
Yeah.
But I saw it over the weekend, and I was not alone. Barbie is now closed. Maybe by the end of this week, we'll have closed in and surpassed $1 billion.
Wow.
But two weekends in and Greta Gerwig's global phenomenon has already grossed, this was as of Monday, $775 million at the international box office, putting it just days away from hitting the $1 billion mark. So no solo woman director has ever had a movie exceed that threshold. So
Greta Gerwig
will be the first. And she's like my age.
Yeah.
I don't think she's 40 yet.
No, she's still pretty young.
She's wildly talented. And Oppenheimer also had a really impressive second weekend. I'm still excited to go see that. I don't know when I'm going to be able to see it. But, you know, I liked it. I thought it was super fun. I thought, you know, the message for me, I thought was really clever in the way that it was presented, and the things that it looked at. Was it, for me, revolutionary? No.
No.
For me, was it the most political movie I've ever seen? Certainly not. I would say you see any Adam McKay movie and it's a lot more overt than I would say this movie is. But what it certainly is looking at, through the lens of dolls, the idea of one gender dominating. And in the world of Barbie, as the tagline says, Barbie is everything. He's just Ken.
He's a secondary character.
But this is the secondary character. I mean, this is the thing that's so funny to me about the conservative critique of this movie right now, is that like Ken has a full character arc. Like he has a beginning, middle, and end. Barbie, not to give it away, but like they have a come to Jesus moment as far as like things that they understand about each other. And in so much of what the movie is, as far as where Ken and Ken's plural start, is that they only exist to serve Barbie and they only feel validated with her attention versus having being their full humanity of individuality and
their own person,
being their own person and being valued. And the point of it, I see it as, you know, that is sometimes how women get treated in our real world, right? And that we're saying both are bad. And it's not that men are bad. It's that this idea that your gender dictates your place in society is bad. And I think that's the thing that feels like is getting lost in the fray, is that the movie is actually saying like, no, we want men to be fully
realized
humans as well, just like we want women to be. And so it's interesting just how much is getting, I don't know,
misconstrued
in the movie and in the like cultural backlash that's happening. And I actually read, a take this morning from a conservative writer who took his daughters, who were very excited to see it. And he was like, he was expecting to like roll his eyes and hate it. And he goes, it's fine. He really said, I don't know why, you know. And so it feels to me, and it's interesting because I was thinking about this in context of last week when we were talking about the Jason Aldean song, and like in a song that, you know, is probably mediocre, but skyrocketed because of so much attention. And I don't know how much of that, like how many people who are subscribing to, you know, are going to see it just because of the conservative critique of it. In the same way that like in the Jason Aldean song, I feel like people are embracing the song because of the backlash to it.
Oh, for sure.
Versus them just thinking like, oh, this is a great song. And I'm like, I wonder how much of this is just the same coin on the opposite side. And I don't think it's as much, because that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money to spend to just go hate watch something. Or just do it out of spite for the conservatives of like, I'm going to see this movie because you told me not to, Ben Shapiro. And I'm not sure that's happening. But it is interesting as just hearing what the dismay is, and I certainly just don't get it. So if you've seen the movie and you didn't like it, or you saw the movie and you loved it, I would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Brady on the YouTube Live says, Yes, I have seen Barbie twice, seen it a third time this weekend. Big fan, laughed out loud in the theater so much. I did laugh out loud.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, that's always a good sign.
Well, you know, and it's also what's fun about it is, I don't know, and this is why I liked it. I feel like it did lots of things. It, in one hand, played homage, like it like paid homage to Barbie and all the weird Barbies that have existed. Like there were some deep cuts in there of Barbies that I didn't remember there was a Midge Barbie that was pregnant.
Oh, she was pregnant?
She was pregnant.
What?
So Midge was pregnant and then she got discontinued. So I really missed my opportunity to dress as Midge.
Oh.
As we went with our friends, obviously. And so they had, like, there was little tributes to, there was also at one point Barbie's dog that like actually little, like left little pellets and like pooped.
Oh.
And so that was a part of the movie. And it was fun because some of them I did not remember, but there was, I see this BuzzFeed article right now of all the weirdest Barbies that ever have come into existence. One of which was not in the movie, but is on this list, is Shaving Fun Ken. Where literally I did have that one. And it was like with water. It was like some kind of like erasable sticker on his face that if you shaved him, his beard went away and then it came back once it dried.
That's weird.
And so there was like very deep cuts about the dolls themselves. But I also feel like what they did well was kind of goes back to what we talked about before I had even seen it with Professor Whalen, of the juxtaposition of what Barbie has been in our culture and in our world. Of like, on the one hand, they had this doll who, and this is like how the movie, like, you know, they talk about the fact that prior to Barbie, all of the dolls for young girls were baby dolls.
Yes.
And so somehow that's also saying, like, by wanting a different doll besides a baby doll was anti-mother, which it's like, it's not. And so, whatever. And so, you know, at a time when, as we've said before, women couldn't have credit cards. Women weren't buying their own houses. Women weren't necessarily being pilots and CEOs and president. There was this doll that was literally doing all of those things. And so in like that is a real, very real conversation as far as like Barbie's empowerment simultaneously with the perfectionism and the unrealistic expectation of what Barbie looks like. And like they cover the gamut of that conversation in the movie, which in like a really clever way, which I think is, what else do you want from a Barbie movie?
Well, right.
Do you just want do you want it to be a kids movie where like Barbie just goes on an adventure? Which is fine. It's just a very different movie. And I don't know if that's what some people, you know, I saw one critique that was like, well, this was a movie about Barbie made by people who hate Barbie. And I was like, I didn't take that away. I think it's a very thoughtful critique of one of the biggest cultural, like, goalposts, like,
for sure,
like, icons, for lack of a better word, of the last 80 years?
Oh, absolutely.
70 years?
Absolutely.
So I would love to hear your thoughts on this. 844-967-2789. I'll come back and have some more of the weirdest Barbies and see if you remember those and some of the funniest tweets I've seen in reaction to the movie. So we will come back with that and your texts and your calls. 844-96-PARTY. We're talking Barbie. Let's go party. There you go. Good cue. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. A mix of sunshine and clouds and a hot day in store for us. High near 89 this afternoon with isolated showers and storms. A few of those storms may be strong to severe. Slight chance for storms continuing overnight. A muggy night, low near 65. Currently, it's 82.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Reminder that we are giving away our last set.
Yes.
I guess 2 to 4 tickets. For the State Fair at the end of the show at 11:50. So if you would like to win those, call back then 844-967-2789.
You can't lose.
You can't lose. It's only fun.
It's the best game.
We have to figure, maybe we'll figure out other ways to keep it going. I like that.
The games that we can't lose.
Games you can't lose. Instead of just trivia questions where people feel bad if they don't have the right answer. We were talking about Barbie, and I'm asking if you've seen it and what your thoughts are of it. Or your general thoughts. I mean, because it is... it is in the conversation. It's in the news every day as far as someone else has opinions on it or thought pieces on it and people's reaction to it and what the numbers are. And so it is as big as a Marvel movie.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting as far as some of the critique that's been is like, well, it's like super capitalist. It's like, what do you think every superhero does? You don't think every Disney movie has the, like, millions of dollars of merch and toys and stuff that goes with it. Star Wars is, do you know how much
Absolutely.
Stuff exists as far as like things you can buy in like place of like in part of celebrating the movie? Like, this is what we do. It's just most of that is gender neutral or for boys. There's just, it doesn't happen very often that is very feminine. 844-967-2789.
Mike from Sheboygan has been hanging on the line. Good morning, Mike. Did you see Barbie?
No, I haven't seen it, but my adult daughter and I got into a big discussion about it because I called her up and I was like, so, you know, last I remember Barbie was a bad thing because it gave little girls a bad attitude as to how they should be. I said, I know they did a bunch of stuff to make it not a bad thing. I said, but all of a sudden Barbie's a good thing. And she's like, well, Dad, actually, it's not a child's movie. It's PG-13.
Mm-hmm.
So she sent me a bunch of scripts here and there, here and there, here and there. And she's right. There's a lot of adult comedy in there. So it's not really a child's movie. And I, from the clips I've seen, I look at more as like, it's more like a Talladega Nights for how NASCAR people looked at Talladega Nights.
So oh, that's an Barbie interesting comparison.
The Barbie movie as kind of like a tongue-in-cheek type thing.
That's an interesting comparison. I would say Talladega Nights was more satire / parody.
Yes.
But I say that as someone who's not a NASCAR fan. So it's like, I don't understand. I wouldn't have been able to good judge of how much is making fun of NASCAR versus making fun and celebrating NASCAR. Cause I would say Barbie's doing both. Like, there's certainly things of making fun of, like I said, like all the weird Barbies that have existed and that got discontinued, right, while also like the conversation around it. So after your discussion with your daughter, did it make you want to go see it?
No, I don't really want to go see it because I'm not a big movie go-see or anything because of the expense of it. All that.
That's fair.
I mean, and it is. Come on, it's Barbie. I'm a dude. Would I take my 12 or 13-year-old granddaughter if she really wanted to see it? Nobody else would. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
But no, I'm not going to see it. I was just talking with my daughter about, you know, I thought Barbie was bad. And all of a sudden, Barbie's good. People will make up my mind for me. And then she just informed me that, well, no, it's, they're not saying Barbie's good. It's kind of a satire movie, Dad. And, you know, after seeing the clips, I'm like, well, this is sort of like Barbie lovers are going to look at this sort of the same way NASCAR fans looked at Talladega Nights. Someone will be like, no, we're not like that at all. And the other ones will be like, oh, no, we're exactly.
That's
in
great.
In the nose. Thanks so much for the call, yeah, Mike.
That aisle. All right.
Have a great day. That's a really interesting comparison.
It is.
As far as any of those types of movies where you are, you know, and I kind of think about that. Of course, where my mind just went to now is almost like exactly what so much of like Charlie Barron's humor is. It is both the celebration of and the recognition of Wisconsin culture while, you know,
making a couple jokes
of, and it's what's funny about it is the fact that you can see yourself inside of it, and you know that guy, or you're related to that guy who says those things or does those things, and so because he's from here and he's of that, he can make those jokes where it's not offensive and making fun of Wisconsin culture. He's in on the joke.
Yeah, don't be doing that if you're from Illinois. It probably may
I mean,
not...
there's still Midwest, like there's still Midwest culture. Don't be doing it if you're from like Connecticut.
For sure.
Or California. If you can't point to Wisconsin on a map, you can't make those jokes.
Absolutely.
But I thought I saw a roundup of some of the great tweets as far as response. Tweets, X's, whatever the heck they're called now. But I thought this was interesting. It said, look, I don't think Barbie was or needed to be subversive, but I will say that, no, not that, this is not the one that I wanted. There was one about Barbie is not particularly feminist. There was one about, well, now it's gone. What's going on with X? Why can't I find it? It was basically saying, how are you going to say that Barbie is anti-man, but Oppenheimer is fine? Sorry, but who killed more men? It's a little dark, but it's true.
Well, yes, that would be accurate.
And so it's funny that every pink-covered woman at this theater greeted one another with enthusiastic, hi, Barbie, and I feel like I've transcended from this plane to a feminist dreamscape. Hello. And so I just, but also, if Barbie is too feminist for you, might I recommend almost every other movie ever made?
Good point.
I can't believe they made Barbie woke. All the boys were into Barbie before they had to go and make it political.
What?
She's joking.
Okay.
And so,
you never know these days.
But it's also, there's one that makes, it's like Barbie also was always been before we had the term woke. I mean, she's always been inclusive. Like the first black Barbie predate was a long time ago. And so it's literally been decades of trying to make dolls that appeal to as many people as possible. And so the idea that Barbie was ever about like being a trad wife is missing the point. All right, when we come back, I want to hear your stories about Vegas. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
CBS News brief. Former President Trump indicted in the federal 2020 election case. His attorney, John Lauro, on CBS Mornings.
What the president wants to do is absolutely defend himself on these baseless charges. The president wants to stay in court, but most importantly, he wants to get to the truth, which we will do in this case.
A Pittsburgh jury has reached a decision on the sentence for the synagogue shooter, death or life in prison. It will be announced soon. Fitch Ratings has downgraded the U.S. government's credit rating. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
This may not seem like a big deal, but the downgrade of the credit rating is essentially an indictment of the United States' ability to repay its debts.
Well, CBS's Remy Innocencio in Ukraine today on the latest round of Russian attacks.
As many as 10 Russian drones targeted Kyiv. The mayor said anti-aircraft units took them all out, but debris did fall over several districts.
Wall Street stocks are lower today. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced yesterday he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate and will instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. There are no announced Republican candidates to run against Tammy Baldwin in the Senate election next year. A Pepin County man is facing several charges after an investigation led to 87 dogs being taken by authorities due to unsanitary conditions. 67-year-old Bradley Richardson of Arkansas was charged after officials found dogs kept in kennels without food or water and that hadn't been cleaned. Many of the dogs were not kept up on vaccinations and several needed medical attention. Some of the dogs taken were puppies and there were multiple dogs that were pregnant. Officials also took sales records from the home. The dogs are now with the ASPCA in Ohio. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, it started out down a dirty road. Started out.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and I am about to step into the sauna.
Yes.
Let's see. How hot is it supposed to be in Vegas this weekend?
110.
Let's see. Right now it's 85 degrees, but it's also only 9:30. No, 8:30. It's 9:30. Was it 2 hours behind us? I don't know. Let's see what the heat. So high of 100 tomorrow. High of 101 on Friday. High of 103 on Saturday when we come home.
Woof.
Woof. Yes, but I am going to Vegas. We're leaving this afternoon. My husband is turning 40 along with his twin sister, and they spent their 30th birthday in Vegas, so they thought they would do a repeat.
Ah.
I'm hoping that it does not look as what I've heard was as debaucherous as their 30th birthday, because everyone's hangovers are a lot worse now. And I obviously can only partake in so much because I don't like gambling. I'm a big fan of my money. I can't party, which is what I would normally do because, you know, she's still in there.
She's still baking.
I am going to go to the spa.
That'll be nice.
We're going to have a pool day. And I insisted that we get a cabana so I can get out of the heat if needed.
Absolutely.
And in general, I'm sure it'll be a good time. We have a really fun group of friends going, but it made me interested in hearing your best or worst Vegas stories. Maybe something at the time that was very fun is, looking back at now, is a little embarrassing. But 844-967-2789, what are your thoughts on Vegas? It's not for everyone. Some people love it. Some people hate it. But certainly my first time ever in Vegas, what I'll remember, it was the summer I was moving from Los Angeles to Berkeley. And my group of friends in LA, we had rented a houseboat on Lake Mead.
Oh, nice.
And we spent one night in Vegas before we drove from LA to Vegas, spent one night there, and then went to got our houseboat, which was very, very fun.
I bet.
But I remember, and not that LA was cheap, maybe just the places that we went in LA were cheap. I was 22 and I bought a round of shots because we were at some club, and my 22-year-old brain went to go pay for four shots and it was $75. And I was like, excuse me, what?
Oh my God.
And this was 2008. So I can only imagine I think it was four shots of chilled Patron. And it was $75.
Wow. And I was like,
I'm a broke college student. I can't pay for this. Help me. I'm poor. And that was like my entry. I was like, I'm not buying drinks for the rest of the night. I'll just be not hungover tomorrow. And Vegas has never been like my go-to place. Cause like I said, I don't really gamble. And, you know, I know there's good shows. We're not seeing any shows this time around. But I would love to hear from you, 844-967-2789, on either your best or your worst Vegas story. Do you have any good Vegas stories?
I've only been there twice.
Okay.
And the first time was after my father passed away, and he and my mother used to go to Vegas once a year. That was what they did, and loved it, and you know, just for a long weekend. And so a couple of years after he was gone, some of my brothers and sisters and I took Mom out there. Okay. For a weekend, which was fine. And then at one point, I was meeting a friend from California in Vegas. And I was on my own for the first night because he wasn't coming until the next day. And I don't gamble. I'm like you. I like my money.
And it's also, I don't know how. Like, I don't know.
And that's part of it, too.
I have no confidence of, like, I know what I'm doing.
Right.
To feel like I have any edge in this whatsoever, even though you don't, because the house always wins.
Right. So because I'm the same way with you, Blackjack intimidates me. All of the card games intimidate me. So I went and hung around the craps table.
Okay.
And I thought, I'll just pretend that I know what I'm doing. And I did whatever the guy who was winning on the table. So I just did what he did. But in the lead up to that, there's a big slot in the middle of the table where you give them your 50 or your 100 or whatever, and they put it down in the slot and then they give you the chips. Do you remember the scene from Ghost? Where Patrick Swayze has got a check for like $4 million from this person who helped murder him. Anyway, he gives the check to Whoopi Goldberg and he makes her give it to nuns.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like, that's my, and he's like, give him the check, give him the check. And so she finally gives them a check. That's how I felt when my $50 was going down that slot.
That you were giving it to nuns?
No, that I was just like, no, I can't. Don't make me give this to you. It's bad. It's bad. I want my 50 back.
Did you win anything?
No. I'm sure I did. You know, this is a long time ago. I must have done well enough to stay alive for a little bit.
Okay.
But as you said, ultimately, you play long enough, the house will win.
Yeah.
That's why it's really hard to bankrupt a casino. I'm just throwing that in.
Yeah. And, well, supposedly that is, you know, people who have gambling addictions or, you know, more specifically, what I've heard of when Michael Jordan was kind of in his prime. And it's like he was such a competitive person that he literally thought he could beat the house.
Oh, that's just
and that's
crazy.
Why, like, he would go so far because he's like, I'm gonna come back because, like, that, like, competitor mentality. It's like, buddy, it's not set up like that. The game is rigged. But yeah, I think everyone we're going with has said that they have a set limit. Like, they're leaving their debit card at home.
Well, that's good.
And there's, like, they're bringing X amount of cash, that this is their gambling money. And once it's gone, it is gone.
You got to stick with that.
And so, but yeah, so I'm interested in, if you have any good Vegas stories, if you've ever won a ton of money, lost a ton of money. Got married in Vegas.
Was that a mistake?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. But it was also my last time being on a plane until this kid comes. And so my doctor.
What did she say?
So I'll be 30, as of today, I'm 30 weeks pregnant today. And I had my doctor, most recent doctor's appointment last week. And so, and I'm friends with my doctor, but she said, so just so you know, I have to tell you this. You know, if baby comes in Vegas, baby stays in Vegas.
Don't bring her back?
Well, no, that you, I mean, if she's 10 weeks early.
Oh.
You can't just bring your kid home to because right. You don't live there. Like, right. It's going to be in a Vegas hospital until she's ready to travel. And she's like, you have no risk signs to say that that's going to happen. Everything looks good. But, like, I have to tell you.
Oh, for sure.
That if you go into labor 10 weeks early, like, you're not coming home. Like, you're staying in a Vegas hospital to with your kid. And I was like, okay, good to know. Good to know. So we are running that risk, but my compression socks are packed and I am planning to walk the aisles like she told me to on the plane. Luckily,
keep the circulation going.
For the circulation going. Luckily, it's not that far of a flight, but, you know, doing the things that they told us to do. So
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Tom from Cedarburg. Good morning, Tom. What do you want to share with us?
Hi, ladies. Well, my youngest brother, I was in Vegas about 10 years ago, and he met a gal at the bar at one of the casinos, and he came home with her. And she was supposedly an attorney and was going to pay her way. Well, she never paid a dime for the next year that she stayed with him. And yeah, and could she drink, too? Oh, my God.
So wait, he brought her home from Vegas, and she moved in with him?
Yeah.
And he just, like, paid for her for a year?
Yeah.
How did it end?
She went back, I think, and met a sister of hers that I think lived out there or something like that. But she was half Russian and half German or something. And boy, could she drink. Unbelievable.
She knew how to spend other people's money.
Well, and coming from Wisconsinite, Tom, that this woman can drink, that is really saying something.
That is saying something. So wait, how did your everyone trying to warn your brother, be like, buddy, what are you doing? Was he just like smitten and thought he was in love with her?
Well, she could talk. She was quite shapely, good looking and real smart.
Okay.
But she never worked a day when she lived with him. But she always promised she would, but it never happened.
And did Did he finally just get fed up
at the bar, you know?
Yeah. Did he finally just get fed up and said, you have to go?
Yes. That's finally what it came to.
And, okay. Well,
and is
it was quite interesting.
That is interesting.
And is he single to this day?
Yes, but he has a son now, so things are much different. So.
All right. That is
that's a good story, Tom.
Buyer beware who you pick up in Vegas and who you bring home from Vegas. Thanks so much for the call, Tom.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY, if you want to check in.
Well, and some of the other things, I found this, so since I am getting on a plane, do you have any rules, like unspoken rules that you know, like, because you're getting on a plane at the end of the month. You're going on a much longer flight than I am.
We're going overseas.
You're going to Europe. Are there any rules of airplane etiquette that you abide by?
Well, and this is going to sound really odd, it is really odd, but my husband, we always fly coach.
Okay.
And we always request the last seat in coach.
Like by the bathrooms?
Yes. Because that means no one can kick the back of our chairs.
Got it.
I don't have to worry about infringing on the person behind me, their space.
Most of those seats I didn't think you could recline from.
It's not, but reclining in those seats I don't think is very restful anyway.
Anyways.
I don't, and usually there's only two. So nobody gets stuck in the middle, which is a curse when you fly.
Huh. That's an interesting hack.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a situation where the bathroom is a little smelly?
Hasn't been a problem
all right.
in all these years.
All right.
And trust me, if we had the money, that would not be my choice because flying is now torture.
I know.
It used to be fun, but flying...
Flying coach...
Is not fun.
Is not fun. No. I think my brother, who has lots and lots of miles on United, so he's constantly either getting upgraded to business or first class or something. I think his last trip from New York, maybe it was New York to Milwaukee. I don't know. One of his last flights, he just sounded like such a...
Was he crappy?
D-bag, because he was like, he had to ride coach, and he was just like, I can't believe people travel like this. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it's expensive.
It is expensive, but do we have time to play a couple of there was a CNN video of unspoken rules when you're traveling on a plane, and I was interested, you and I could say which ones we agree with and which ones we were like, I don't know.
Take a listen.
There are definitely unspoken rights on an airplane seat. The window seat is pretty simple, gets the right to the window. If they would like the shade up, they keep the shade up. The aisle seat cannot tell the window seat person to put the shade down.
Agree.
I would agree with that.
I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think you can ask politely, but it's ultimately up to the person in the window seat.
Yes.
What they want to do.
Yes, it is. Number two.
The aisle seat, this is my favorite seat. I love it because I can be a free-range passenger. It feels like I have more space.
You just got to watch out for the cart.
See, I feel like I've now that I travel with Mike, since he has longer legs, he gets the aisle seat. But you do have to watch out for the cart.
Yeah.
I think I might get the aisle seat today, though, because I'm the one who has to get up and walk the aisles. So.
I think that's a wise move.
I have not told him yet that yet, but we'll see.
All right, number three.
The middle seat, they get anything they want. Namely, two of the armrests. If the window seat and the aisle seat people have their arms here, you do have every right just to kind of slowly push them off.
I think that's dangerous.
I think that's dangerous. When I saw that one, I was like, how do you passive aggressively push your arms against strangers and say, no,
it's mine.
The armrests are mine. I don't know. That one feels, yeah.
And I'm going to go with one hard and fast rules that a guy named Tom Nichols says on Twitter all the time, no bare feet.
And no clipping your toenails.
No.
All right, 844-967-2789. We got 2 to 4 more tickets to give away. If you want to play for State Fair tickets, call now, 844-96-PARTY. This is As Goes Wisconsin. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing.
One call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. A mix of sunshine and clouds and a hot day in store for us. High near 89 this afternoon with isolated showers and storms. A few of those storms may be strong to severe. Slight chance for storms continuing overnight. A muggy night, low near 65. Currently, it's 82.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And we are rounding out this week's final show, because it's going to be a rerun tomorrow and Friday. We'll be back on Monday with giving away a couple more State Fair tickets, because it starts tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes.
So who do we have on the line?
Sue from Franklin. Good morning, Sue. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So I will remind you how we play this game. I have picked three different new foods that are introduced to, they're new this year. And you, after I give you the description of all three, will pick one that you're going to eat the entire thing once, one you're going to eat every day for the rest of your life, and one you are going to never eat and banish to hell. Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Number one. The maple bacon turtle on a stick. This thing looks, if only I could show you a picture of it.
What is it, bad?
Whew, a Wisconsin twist on Freeze's famous turtle on a stick. The maple bacon turtle on a stick is a pretzel stick resting on salted pecans, topped with homemade caramel and milk chocolate, along with freshly smoked and caramelized bacon from Double B's Barbecue, a local West Dallas business, and a maple flavor drizzle. So that is number one, maple bacon turtle on a stick. The next one is a drink, the Ferris Mule. The Ferris Mule is a non-alcoholic mule crafted with fresh blackberries, ginger beer, freshly squeezed lime juice, and agave nectar, all of which is hand-shaken and poured over ice. Garnished with fresh blackberries, a rosemary sprig, and lime wheel, the Ferris Mule takes a summer classic drink and elevates it with a fresh fairtime twist.
Wow, that's really complicated.
It's a, you know, it's a mock, this is a mocktail that I could drink that I would maybe be on board with.
That's true.
All right, and the final one, pretty straightforward. Vegan brat slider. Pickled onions and house-made slaw with a plant-based barbecue brat. All right, Sue, which one are you eating the entire thing once?
Wow, that's a lot of sugar in those first two. I think I would probably drink. No, I would eat the first one.
So you eat the first thing.
The turtle.
Maple bacon, turtle on a stick, one-time treat, even if you go into a diabetic shock.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, great. And then which one are you eating every day for the rest of your life?
I would have to take the drink every day. I'm not going to say that I wouldn't maybe slip some vodka in there sometimes, but...
Yeah. Good for you, Sue.
Just to give it a little more oomph, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
No one's telling you you can't
maybe
do
not
that.
Every day, but...
So you have no interest in ever having the vegan brat slider?
Never. That does not even sound, no.
Have you had any of the Impossible Meat or the Beyond Meat, or have you ever tried any of that stuff?
I think so, yeah, at some point. Now, some of them are okay, but Yeah, I don't, the other one just didn't sound very good.
See, and for me too, I think if I didn't know what it was, I would be more inclined to have an open mind.
If someone just lied to you?
If someone just said, here's a great burger, you know, we just made these great burgers. And then I would be, you know, more inclined to try it with an open mind. But once I know that it's tofu or whatever, or, you know, some weird alligator meat.
Is that how you feel
meat.
About the camel fries, like the camel cheese fries? Had you not known it was camel meat, you think you would have gone for it?
Is it camel toes?
I don't know. It's just camel meat. Remember, that was one of the options. Would you, Sue, would you have any interest in trying the camel cheese fries?
Yeah, no, I heard that yesterday. I thought, no, I don't think I could get past it, knowing what it was.
Well, to be fair, the one that you're going to have for the rest of your life, the Ferris Mule, that won the Drinkies. There was the Sporkies, and this Drinkies. Was the first year that they also had another complimentary competition for the best drinks, and the Ferris Mule won. So maybe when you go with your tickets, you'll have to try one out and maybe sneak some of your little vodka in there.
Maybe.
What's your favorite thing to do at the fair, Sue?
I think just walk around and people watch. We haven't been in a couple years, so I'm kind of excited to check it out. My husband and I both retired now, so we have nothing to do next week, you know?
Awesome.
And is there anything that you always eat when you go to the fair, Sue?
I think corn.
Yep.
And drink a beer.
Yeah.
My husband is real big on the baked potatoes.
Oh.
You can always get a baked potato, but that's his thing. He's got to have the baked potato, which is, you know.
Which is good.
No
Everyone's
judgment.
Got their thing. No,
no
don't,
judgment.
Don't yuck anyone's yum.
I'm not Jane. Yucking on the baked potato yum.
All right, Sue, thank you so much for listening and playing and calling in.
Don't
I hope
hang
you
up.
Have so much fun. Jane's going to get your information, but can't wait to hear how much fun you have. All right. Well.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Well, that'll about do it for today. The one last thing we didn't get to, which I think will be interesting, that I'm sure other shows will talk about, but as the Derek Van Orden stuff has not, it's still in the news, and it's interesting.
As it should be.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Why am I just kind of like...
Because his behavior was deplorable.
It was deplorable, but it's...
For an adult who is a member of Congress.
I think it's the fact that he also won't just mea culpa and like say,
I had too much to drink and I screamed at a bunch of kids.
And because I think he canceled something yesterday that he was supposed to do a press conference and didn't do it. But now Brian Stile, Republican, is consulting with Capitol Police about surveillance footage of Van Orden, of his confrontation with teenage Senate pages. And so I am kind of surprised that there hasn't been any, that maybe we'll get to see a video about this.
Well, and it's my understanding that Mark Pocan is the one who wrote to Stile saying, hey, you guys were willing to turn over all this security footage from January 6th to Fox News. I think we should see just how up in these kids' faces our elected representative got.
Actually was. So it'll be interesting. We'll see if that unfolds in the next couple of days. But I don't know. I'm surprised. I guess I'm just a little surprised it's still in the news.
Well, things do cycle by pretty quickly. But again, I think it was, even if you're on the opposite side of the aisle, that is just not acceptable behavior for an adult.
I know.
Who's an elected official. We should.
I'm not making excuses for him.
No,
I'm just in the range of things of bad behavior that comes and goes of people, like it makes news for a second and then it's on to the next thing. That's more of what it is like, I'm surprised that this is stuck compared to all of the other bad behavior we typically have been hearing about coming out of Congress.
But that's because he's from Wisconsin.
So you think it's just, you don't think they're talking about this in Missouri?
No. I think it's because we're from Wisconsin and we don't like that.
That's probably true.
What happened? We still want to believe Wisconsin nice, right?
Which I do believe in, but that's also... Big shock there that I believe in that. All right. Well, we will be back on Monday, but we'll have some good reruns tomorrow and Thursday. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show and listening every day. We couldn't do this show without you. Come back Monday when we'll be live again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
Ah!
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.